Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I doubt there's any one of you who can deny the fact that we do live in fascinating times in the history of photography. There's so much going on, so many changes that are happening simultaneously. And one of the biggest changes that's rarely discussed is what I identify as the increasing separation between content and its medium. For example, in my youth, if there wasn't a print, there simply wasn't a photograph. Negatives didn't count. Prints made without negatives, Polaroids, that's a print. And even a slide, which gets viewed through transmitted light rather than reflected light, is still a form of print. There was a physical thing. And if there wasn't a physical thing, there simply wasn't a photograph. The two were inexorably intertwined. When we think about the status of photography today, doesn't it seem sort of quaint, the idea that if there is no print, there is no photograph? How incredibly limiting compared to the options we have today. Today, being a photographer has evolved into making content in what I characterize as a media agnostic way. What do I mean by that? What we make can be manifest in so many different ways. You can make an interesting photographic project as a PDF, as a book, as a chapbook, as a gallery exhibition, as a portfolio box, as a display on Instagram or Facebook or one of the other digital streaming media. In essence, we have the ability to think differently than we used to, in that the content of a photograph can be made manifest in so many different media. It's media agnostic. It doesn't make any difference what media we use. The content of a photograph is not tied to any given medium. We can use any medium we want. We can use multiple media if we want. It's not uncommon at all these days to find a photograph appear on Instagram, in a print-on-demand book like Blurb, as an inkjet print on someone's wall, or on a gallery that's located on a website. In essence, the core of photography, which is what we want to communicate, it's the content of our photographs, can be represented in so many different media that it's media agnostic. The image, the content of the image, can show up in so many different media. And what determines the medium or the media of presentation is not the content, but rather the audience. Different people consume photography in different ways. And that opens up all kinds of questions and things to think about. For example, it's not important that I haven't seen original prints of so many of the photographs that I love. As a matter of fact, I would be willing to bet that probably 95 to 98% of the photography that I've seen and that I've loved and that has become important to me that I carry in my mental gallery, I'm specifically talking about not my own photographs, but other people's photographs. 90, maybe 98% of those I've only seen reproduced either on the internet or more likely in books. And this has led me to conclude years ago that the primary medium for photography is books, not original prints, because that's how most of us see what we see. Not that original prints aren't important, but statistically, numerically, it's not how we consume photography. And so the question is, when we consume photography, are we consuming the logistics of prints? That is to say, the texture, the physical materials, etc. Is that what counts? Or when I say I've seen most of the photographs that I've seen in books, is there something that's not part of the physicality of the book or the print that is carrying the message, that is the important part of what the photograph is? And of course, that's the case. It's content, content, content. It's not important that I haven't seen the original prints. What is important is that I've connected with the content. and that might be delivered in ever so many different media. I learned a tremendous lesson about this back in the 1980s. I connected with a fellow photographer, and we got together to have lunch for the first time, new friendship. I went over to his house, and there on the wall was a fantastic picture of Monolith Face of Half Dome. I thought it was gorgeous. I was just so impressed, and I complimented him on it and said how lucky he was that he could own such a wonderful print. He said, "Oh, that's not a print. I couldn't afford an original print. That's a poster I've just had framed." I had no idea. The more I thought about this, the more I couldn't help but think that the state of commercial printing had improved so much from when I got started in photography in the 70s, had improved so much in just a decade, that now a really high-quality commercially printed poster was indistinguishable, at a glance anyway, or even at comfortable viewing distance. It was indistinguishable from an original print. And the implications of that are just mind-boggling. The more I thought about this, the more I had to conclude that content is what photography is all about. But what is content? It's kind of it's an ethereal, non-corporeal thing that can be rendered visible in all kinds of media. It's the content that we create. Sure, we have to have command of craft. Sure, we have to produce it somehow so that it can be physically seen, because eyes are physical things. But what gets transmitted through the process of exchange with artwork is not the medium, it's the content. And the content is influenced by the medium, that's true. There's no clear black and white line here where we change from content to medium. They do overlap. But in the cosmic scale of things, it's the content that really counts. Why? Because content leads to connection. When I look at something and I connect with it, and it inspires me, it fills me with wonder or awe or questions, or makes me want to delve more deeply into the photograph or the topic, that's what it's all about, is connections. Pictures are not important, but connections are. And I have to confess, it took me a while for that lesson to really sink in. Maybe because the craft of analog photography is so demanding and so difficult and requires years to really get good at it. At least it did for me. And I'm not sure I ever was that good of a printer, at least not compared to some people I knew. But it absorbed so much of my attention that I thought that's what I was really doing, was mastering photography by mastering craft. I've talked about this elsewhere. But when you get right down to it, acceptable craft might be good enough if the content, the message, the connection is strong enough. The example I often think of when this idea comes up is seeing those wonderful pictures from W. Eugene Smith in Life magazine. A terrible medium for the reproduction of photography. Didn't make the photographs look very good at all, but yet the content overcame the limitations of the printing quality of the magazine. It's the content that counts. And the content, like I say, is media agnostic. And even in a questionable medium, a poor medium for the presentation of the true fidelity of possibilities in photography, even in a poor medium, the content can still be so wonderful, make such a strong connection, that it can move us deeply. Make us laugh, bring us to tears, move us to ask questions. And those connections are what count, which makes me wonder about how we even define ourselves. We use terms like personally expressive fine art photography. That's what you and I are trying to do, personally expressive fine art photography. Maybe that should be replaced by a phrase like meaningfully connective fine art photography. I know, pretty cumbersome, doesn't roll off the tongue, so it's not going to go anywhere. But that's what we're really trying to do, is make meaningfully connective fine art photography. Notice that that phrase says exactly what we're hoping to do with our images, but says nothing about the medium we use. That's what I mean by media agnostic. What counts is that our images are connective. I like the idea of the phrase meaningfully connective fine art photography, but I'm probably not going to use it. But we could, because for me, it gets closer to the heart of what we're actually trying to do. I don't want to come off preachy in this. I really don't. But I might suggest spending a little less time fussing about gear, a little less time searching for new software shortcuts, a little less time pursuing the perfect subject or the perfect light or the perfect composition. Maybe we should spend less time with all of that and perhaps redirect our energies towards content, toward meaning, towards understanding, towards connection with our inner selves, and in particular with the people that view our work. Content is what does that. And for those of us who are trying to use photography as an art medium, maybe that's the thing we should work hard to keep in mind. What counts is our content. What supports the content is the medium, or perhaps more, the media that we choose to express that content in. Ansel Adams said it as well as anybody, I think, when he said, "There's nothing worse than a sharp image of a fuzzy concept." I like that. I actually looked that phrase up in Google just to see what I'd come up with. And I ran across an absolutely fantastic article, short little thing, on a website I'd never heard of called thesocraticmethod.com, socratic-method.com. I'll put a link in here. And here's a couple of things from that article that I think really get to the core of the issue. Ansel Adams' idea is emphasizing the importance of clarity and depth in one's understanding or the depiction of a subject. It reminds us that true artistry lies not in the sharpness of an image, but in the clarity of the concept behind it. I like that. Whoever wrote this article for SocraticMethod.com had a number of other interesting quotes. Let me share just a few of them from the article, and then you can go read the whole thing for yourself. The author wrote, quote, "This concept echoes the philosophical notion of holism, which posits that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. In other words, a comprehensive and integrated understanding of a subject is far more valuable than a collection of disconnected fragments," close quote. And of course, as you can well imagine, I immediately thought of my advocacy for multi-image projects. Whole is bigger than the sum of the parts. And here's another quote from this article. Quote, "Adams' comment serves as a powerful reminder of the intrinsic link between clarity of vision and depth of understanding. Whether in the realm of photography, philosophy, personal growth, the pursuit of sharp images and clear concepts requires a balance of technical precision and conceptual insight," close quote. My contention is there comes a time in the process of learning photography, particularly in these days of digital photography, where our capture and processing tools are so amazingly powerful, that we need to shift the balance of our attention away from the technology of capture and production and more towards content, towards understanding, toward meaning. And I've thought for quite a number of years now since digital photography came around that I used to spend 90% of my time trying to push molecules around so they'd obey my command in terms of tonalities and detail and etc., and 10% of my time on the content of the photograph I was trying to express. Now, with the power of digital photography, that's completely reversed. I'm sure I don't spend 20% of my creative time fussing around with pixels and trying to make interesting prints or chapbooks or PDFs, maybe 20% at most, which leaves me 80% of my creative time to focus on the things that really count in art. The concept, the content, the feelings, how to express those, what's the best way to say what I want to say. And all of that 80% of the creative life I now lead is allocated toward that part of photography that is media agnostic, that can be created and expressed in all kinds of media if I choose to. And that's the way I spend my time photographing these days. Once I had firmly in my mind the idea that content was the important part of what I was trying to do artistically, then media is just a matter of choosing the playground, not the activities, not the connection, the meaning, the content of the artwork. And it's not uncommon these days for me to take a concept, and after I work on it for a while and try to refine it, and which might involve selecting images, editing images, processing images, sequencing images, etc., at the end of the process, I'll make a decision about what medium or possibly what media I'll use to make that content manifest. But almost without exceptions, matter of fact, I can't think of an exception off the top of my head, the content comes first, and the medium or media come at the end of the process, when I make the final decision about how I'm going to share it and with which audience or audiences I'm going to want to share this content with. That's what I mean when I say that photography today has become more than ever a media agnostic content.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.